And welcome to this premiere edition of On the Line. I'm Paul Dottino. He is two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. We are Dotson Deal. Looking forward to interacting with you, the Giants fans, about this week's opening game against the Dallas Cowboys down at AT&T Stadium. Hit us up with your comments and your questions. We'll answer them for you as we get set for the ball game. David, when did the juices start flowing for this one? Opening day, Sunday Night Football, national television.
Monday, the minute that you walk into this building, you know that it has a different feel from the preseason, let alone when it's Dallas week. So the minute you walk into this building on Monday, you know it's all business and you're playing for real.
All right, fans, keep asking questions. Again, your comments and your questions, we'll get to them as soon as you pop them into us. David, when did you start thinking about Dallas? If you're the players right now in that locker room, did you start preparing last week before that final preseason game?
I think you started preparing when the schedule came out and you circled that one immediately. I mean, let's be honest, but realistically, last week, you know that the twos, threes were fighting their way through the preseason game against the New England Patriots. You already started turning your mind towards Dallas.
All right, now what about the mentality? We talk about Dallas being the defending division champions. They're the ones with the X on their backs. And the Giants, of course, a team that made the playoffs, they're trying to climb to the top of the mountain.
And obviously they're dealing with a lot of distractions right now with what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott, which does affect their football team. But for the New York Giants, they're focused on themselves. They're focused on having a great week of practice and going to Dallas to play their best football, mistake-free football.
David, we got a question. It's from Ryan. He wants to know, who's the X factor in Sunday's game?
I'm going to say Jason Pierre-Paul. He's going one-on-one against Lyle Collins, who's at right tackle for the first time. We've seen JPP this preseason. He's in his best shape, ready to go. He's my X factor in this game, and we know he has huge games against the Cowboys.
David Leanne wants to know, David, what do you miss most about playing in the NFL?
The rivalry of the NFC East games, just like this one. Throw out your name on the back of your jersey. This is Giants, Cowboys, and you know that this is going to be a fist fight.
All right, keep firing off those questions and comments. We'll get to them as soon as you send them in to us. David, Dak Prescott, now he's a sophomore quarterback. A lot of people say guys have sophomore jinxes. What do you expect out of him?
What do they say? The eye in the sky does not lie. It's no surprise anymore. He is not a fourth rounder coming in to be a starter. He is a starter in the NFL right now. So you have a lot more game tape. You have a lot more preparation, and that is to a disadvantage to Dak Prescott because now the Giants know how to attack and go after him to his weaknesses.
Another question comes from Ansi. Wants to know, will Evan Engram be the starter against the Cowboys?
I believe that he will be. The advantage that he has in matchups against linebackers, his ability to create separation, his ability to be able to go out and make big catches, which is going to widen the linebackers, widen the defense to open up zone running schemes in the running game.
Got another one here from AJ. He wants to know, David, who will have the best season for the Giants on offense and on defense?
On offense, I'm going to go with Eli Manning. I believe that he is primed. He is ready. He's in the best physical shape, and he has the best wide receivers in this group. So I'm going to go Eli Manning.
That's not a bad one. What about defense?
Defensively, I'm going to go with Jason Pierre-Paul. It's right there with Landon Collins, but I think JPP is going to have the best season he's had since 2011.
Better not let OV or Snacks hear about that.
I know I won't.
Gabriel wants to know, how do the Giants defense prevent any late game comebacks?
By making sure they take care of the football on first and second down and making sure that they make offenses fight the sticks. If they can create third and tens, third and sevens, any of those distances in the third and fourth quarter, that's where they allow the offensive line to press to worry about the defensive line of the New York Giants. And that's where the depth of the secondary of the defense of the Giants comes into huge. Being able to have different schemes, different types of ways to attack a quarterback, that opens up everything up front for the D-line.
Fans, you're coming in rapid fire. We love it. Juan Diaz specifically wants to talk about that offensive line and how they'll hold up.
Well, we all can sit here and say that it has changed, but what is the definition of insanity? Making sure that the same thing over and over doesn't repeat itself. This will be the telltale factor of who the offensive line is. We saw what they were during the preseason, but the only way to take away any expectations from 16 is to go out and prove it on the field this week against Dallas.
Another personal question. This one comes from Matt. He wants to know, Dave, who's the scariest defensive player you played against?
Easily the scariest guy you're not going to remember, but Leroy Glover played for the Cowboys, played for the Rams. He used to come out in a dress black leather belt that he would strap up, almost with like boxing gloves on. He would be one of those guys.
Chris wants to know, how will Shane Smith do at fullback?
I think that Shane Smith is going to be phenomenal. He fits perfectly into this system. Having a fullback with that size, that type of strength, where you can put him one-on-one with the linebacker's front side, take double teams with the front side guard to the center to the backside linebacker, it allows you to take control of the line of scrimmage.
All right, Christopher has a real interesting one. He wants to know about the DBs the Giants have now compared to some of the guys you've played with.
This depth in this group is the best that I have seen since I've been here, regardless of whether I was a player or I'm here now. The flexibility of DRC, Janoris Jenkins, Eli Apple, Cockrell coming in from Pittsburgh, and then the safeties with Landon Collins. This is the best group I've been around.
Joe wants to know, how do you think Paul Perkins is going to do as the starting running back?
I think that he's going to do phenomenal. You think about where he came in last season. He was late, not being able to participate in spring the way that he wanted to because of UCLA's schedule. He is going to be lights out. All it is about durability down the stretch when they need him.
John R. says he wants to know which one of the wide receivers of the Giants will have the biggest impact in Dallas.
I think Brandon Marshall. I think that he'll have the biggest impact because of his ability to stretch the field, but his biggest asset is being that red zone target, mismatch, body up, box out defensive backs. I think he's going to be the one.
I like this one from Gabriel. He wants to know, what advice would you give the new kids on the block opening day in Dallas? One quick nugget about what they've got to remember.
Play football. Do what you did to get you to this point and make sure mentally that you have watched all the film, prepared in terms of the playbook, so that when you go there, you can react and you're not thinking and can play free.
Lee says, what kind of creative play calls can the Giants show this week?
Well, I mean, you're not going to go crazy and not be completely outside of yourself, but you are going to have some different wrinkles that you didn't show last season and you didn't show during the preseason. It is a division rival, but there will be some things that you'll see that they haven't shown yet.
David says, B.J. Goodson is the quarterback of the defense. How's he going to do?
He is going to do unbelievable the way that he's come in. Now, Antonio Pierce helping him throughout training camp. He's much more confident. He is much more vocal. And he is letting his eyes see things before his brain does.
Sam wants to know about Brandon Marshall's role, but we kind of talked about him a moment ago. Antoine wants to know your thoughts on Rhett Ellison's role in the offense.
Rhett Ellison, the best blocking tight end in the NFL. This is something that the Giants needed at the point of attack in the running game, being able to seal defensive ends, his ability to block if they need max protection. But I think he'll be a valuable part in the receiving game as well.
Great stuff. He is two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. I'm Paul Dottino. We're Dotson Deal. And we'll be here next week on Facebook for all of your live questions and comments to talk New York Giants football. See you then, everybody.